Okay, ladies, if you remember last time we learned, we saw the Gemara about Anshei Tveria, and Anshei Tveria brought this cold water pipe through a pool of hot water. The Gemara initially says that this is an Isser because of some sort of Bishul. Either it's Bishul Betoldos Chama or Bishul Betoldos Ar. Right? And then the Gemara says, well, no, it's really a din of Hatmana. And based on the episode of Anshei Tveria, so the Gemara says they are Mevatel Hatmana. There's no longer, the Hatmana becomes Usser. And the Balei HaTosfos were bothered by the Kasha. What do you mean Hatmana becomes Usser? The Mishnah already said that Hatmana is Usser. Etc. So the Balei HaTosfos have like three answers on Lamed Tes Amid Beis about how we deal with this kasha. Maybe Hatmana is Aser by Kidre Chaisa, maybe it's Aser B'di'eved. These are all the points that Tosfos made in Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Lamed Tes Amid Beis. We then went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish has a question. That how can our Gemara say that the cold water that's running through the pool of water is considered hatmana, the cold water that runs through the pool of hot water is hatmana? Don't we know that the Gemara Mem Amid Beis has that story of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, and they say tol b'kli sheni b'tein. They say take the oil and put it in the kli sheni because oil in the kli sheni there's no bishul. So the question was, one second. There's no bishul, but shouldn't there be an iser of hatmana? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why there's no iser of hatmana is because it is not hatmana bekulo. It's really hatmana bemiktas, right? The case on Daf Mem has to be that the bottle is somehow sticking up, right? The oil is somehow sticking up above the hot water, and therefore it's not Hatmana Bakulo, and Hatmana Bemiktas is not a problem, the Mishnah Berurah says. This Hatmana Bemiktas seems to be Machlokas Mechaber and Ramah, and the Ramah seems to say Hatmana Bemiktas is not a problem. However, the Chazon Ish says that this Shita, the Hatmana Bemiktas is not a problem, is a rejected Shita. And as a matter of halacha, hatmana b'miktas is a problem. So, if that's the case, how do I deal with the contradiction between lamed tes amid beis and mem? Right, lamed tes amid beis says that running the water through the hot water is hatmana, and mem amid beis says it's not hatmana. How do we deal with this question?
Is this the cliche-y thing?
The Gemara Mem Amid Beis is the kli sheni thing, and it says that I put the oil in a kli sheni, and therefore there's no issue of bishul. But the problem is zol zayin, fine, great, glorious. There's no iser of bishul, but there still is an iser of hatmana. Frek the Chazon Ish, right? What's the kula on the Gemara in Mem Amid Beis when we know that's aser mishum hatmana? Right? Our Gemara in Lamed Tes says that running the cold water through the hot water is Hatmana. So why is Mem different? So that is the question. The Mishnah Berurah had a suggested answer that it's Hatmana b'miktas, and that's why it's okay. But what's it called? The Chazon Ish does not like that answer. The Chazon Ish says no, Hatmana b'miktas is Aser. So what's the Heter? So the Chazon Ish says that the heter is because there's no din of hatmana in a keli. The iser of hatmana is only in a pool of water. I should say it better. Hatmana in a liquid does not apply in a keli. But we sent this Chazon Ish around to the shiur. Let me just read the words of the Chazon Ish again. The Chazon Ish writes, this is, the Shir group is called Hilchot Shabbat. The Chazon Ish writes, here. B'chamen shebekeli mutter lahatmin es hatzonein, d'harei mutter litin tzonein agave mechami ba'odion, b'loikim mat mebedar mosif hevel, d'beis kadera ze agave ze, kechai kadera hu, etc. So matmin in chamin in a keli is okay. Meaning hatmana in a liquid in a keli is not a problem. Hatmana in a liquid could be a problem, but hatmana in a liquid in a keli is not a problem. That's the Chazon Ish. So based on this, we said, well, heating a baby bottle in the water should for sure be okay, because either the Chazon Ish would say it's hatmana in the water in a keli, or the Mishnah Berura would say it's not hatmana bekulo. And I think Penina pointed out last time that sous vide, according to his cheshbon, should also definitely be okay, because it protrudes above the top, and therefore it's not hatmana. Therefore, it's not hatmana bakulo because it protrudes from the top, and it is hatmana in a keli and more in a keli. So, therefore, it is not a problem. Now, I should just note a teeny point, which is that if you want to say that the sous vide, let's say, is okay because it protrudes a little bit, that means that you're assuming the pshat in the Mishnah Brura is you mamish need hatmana bekulo. And any tiny bit that protrudes makes it not hatmana. There was a stira in the Mishnah Berurah about this point. Is the din of hatmana berubo, or is the din is that you need hatmana bekulo? Remember this? When we spoke about crockpots in our youth? So hatmana berubo is going to be usher according to one version of the Mishnah Berurah. So my apologies to Penina, but I don't think that the sous vide is necessarily permitted based on this Maman of Shach. Even according to Mishnah Berurah, it's okay, because there's one version of the Mishnah Berurah that it's not going to be okay. The big issue that comes up is Kishka in Shalant, no? Is there an Isser of Hatmana in Kishka in Shalant? So according to the Chazon Ish, what's the din? Mutter, no? Because it is Hatmana in a liquid in a keli, it's all mutter. Kishka in Shalant is okay. According to the Mishnah Brura, what's the din of Kishka in Shalant? Usser, right? The Pashtus is Kishka in Shalant is Usser. Kugel in Shalant is Usser. Here's my chiddush. Eggs in Shalant would be usher also, because the egg is hatmanad. Right? Remember, hatmana means I cover some food with a non-food item and I put it into a hot area. That's hatmana. My egg is covered with a non-food item called my eggshell. So I would say, so isn't the shell part of the egg, even if it's not edible? That's what Michal Laub says. So the pashtus is that it's not part of the egg. I would assume that the egg is only the food of the egg, and the klipa of an egg is a klipa. It's not the food. I would need some proof that the eggshell is considered part of the egg for hatmana purposes. I'm inclined that it isn't. If you want to disagree with me, you know, fine. I would just like, I think we'd have to bring a raya one way or the other. So the pashtus is according to Mishnah Berurah. Kishka is aser, shalant is aser, all is grand. Nonetheless, there are kulas over here that some of the sfarim say. I should point out the Shmir Shabbos, if you remember, we have Shmir Shabbos 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Right? So last time we discussed this in the context of Bishul Bechama, right? The difference between 1.0 and 2.0, correct? Now there's a difference between 2.0 and 3.0, which is that in 2.0, he says Kishka is Osir. In 3.0, he says Kishka is okay. I should be more precise. In 2.0, he says Kishka is Osir if you wrap the Kishka in silver foil. But if you wrap the Kishka in Chatichat Bad, in some in some fabric or the like, then it's not a problem. Because in Chatichat Bad, the flavor goes through. Sophia, are you trying to say something? You're on mute. You're not trying to say something, or you're not on mute. Not trying to say something. Gotcha. So if there's chatichat bad, if there is a, if it's just fabric, so then the fabric is there to allow flavor to enter my chalent, or flavor to go from my kishka to my chalent, to go both ways. But if it's silver foil, so 2.0 says it's usher. 3.0 says that it's mutter by kishka, but not necessarily by kugel. And the cheshbin is as follows. The difference between kishka and kugel is that by kishka, you could argue that what you're doing is you are cooking the kishka. So the fact is, I think Sarah may have asked this last time. If I have a pot and I have like potatoes in the pot and beans, so I'm cooking everything in the pot. So maybe the idea is that I'm cooking the kishka as well as the rest of the chalent. And that's true. That is a true idea if I'm cooking the kishka. But that's because kishka has not yet been cooked. Kugel was cooked already. So therefore, kugel is going to be more of a problem. That's the notion in 3.0. Now, others say a svara that if I am wrapping the food, let's say I'm wrapping my kishka, just so that the kishka, I remember once I got like a thing called a navel pastrami. So the navel pastrami is wrapped up in plastic. It's like the same shayla as the sous vide. So is there an isser of hatmana in the navel pastrami? So if the item would fall apart, if it's not in the bag, so then it is going to be mutter. Because in that case, that's not hatmana. If I'm wrapping it up just to prevent it from falling apart, that's not hatmana. It would be hatmana if I wrap it up with the intention of keeping its heat more uniform, etc. That would be hatmana. But it's not hatmana if I'm wrapping it to make sure it doesn't fall apart. With the navel pastrami, the yesod is that you're wrapping it to make sure it doesn't fall apart. Now this is something that's unique to hatmana. Remember, we have three isurim derabbanan. Shehiya, chazara, hatmana. By hatmana, my kavana is what's critical. The raya is as follows. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that I'm not allowed to be matmin even on Erev Shabbos with something that's Mosif Hevel. And we paskin that if I put a pot on top of, let's say, a plata, so on top of a heat source, and then I cover it up, so that would be hatmana. Rabbi Willig likes to say that they used to sell in the Sram stores these things called Shabbos covers, that like you cover your pot and it says Shabbos Kodesh on it. And then when you say it's not a Shabbos cover, it's a Chilul Shabbos cover. That is his nusach. Because it's Chilul Shabbos that you're doing Hatmana. You're enveloping, you're wrapping the pot with towels on top of a heat source. That's considered Hatmana. B'davar Moisef Hevel. That's Mamash Aser. Okay. So now, the din is, however, in Simon Reishon and Zayin Se'if Beis, the din is that if I cover my pot and my kavana is, for those of you who live in the Heights, you will unfortunately appreciate this, but if I am covering my pot, l'shomro min ha'achbarim, hey, I apologize for those of you who I'm giving bad dreams to right now. But if I'm covering my pot, l'shomro min ha'achbarim, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Or if I cover my pot, shalo yistanef ba'afruris, I cover my pot so it doesn't get dirty. That's mutter. The Isser of Hatmana is only when my kavan is to retain the heat or to increase the heat. But to protect it from mice or to protect it from dirt, it's not Hatmana. The Vilna Gaon explains there in Shulchan Aruch, and this idea, there's one this firm that I like called the Megillah Sefer. He has on Yerideya, he has on Nida, he has on Hilchos Shabbos, all the topics I teach. So the Megillah Sefer has this idea when he tries to show that the Isser of Hatmana is machshava focused more than other Isurim on Shabbos. Meaning to say, whether something is called Hatmana depends on why I'm covering it. So if that's the case, I can have a kula, let's say, by my kishka, if I wrap it in fabric. Okay, I have a kula by my kishka I can have a kula by my kishka if I'm making sure that the kishka doesn't break apart. Because the Isser of Hatmana is dependent on my kavana more than anything else. So that's one nakuda that I thought we should mention. Halacha l'maisa in terms of the kishkas and the chalins, etc. So again, the Shevet Halevi says it just depends on Machlokes Mishnah Berurah Chazanish. The Minchas Yitzchak says it's Aser. By Kishka, he's Meko if the Kishka would fall apart. If not, he says it's going to be Aser. We know that Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, changed his mind. There are some tshuvas that Rabbi Usher Weiss, Rav Usher Weiss wrote some tshuvas to Ari Zatz about sous vide, right? Sous vide, as we noted, Rove of it is mutman, so according to some, it would be a problem. Rav Asher Weiss initially wanted to say the sous vide was usser. Later on, he said sous vide is mutter. Poskim have different approaches, etc. These are some of the dinim. Good. Should we go on, ladies? All in favor? The problem is when we have shir in person, like people talk and I could hear them. You have shir online, it's like the most you can get is like an emoji or something or a thumbs up. You know, it's not as geschmack. What can we do? Okay, Chevra, if you have you all have computers in front of you. So look at the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chaf Vav. Okay, let's do a Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chaf Vav together. Let me find the place. It's Se'if Gimel. Shin Chavav Se'if Gimel is our halacha about the Chamei Teveria. Okay. Does everyone have it? Awesome. Okay. So this is the din, right? This is the halacha we just learned. Amas hamayim shechama, also aham shekotocha fi me'er Shabbos silon. You can take a pipe of cold water and put it through a pool of hot water. Silon shel tzonein upia tzonein yotze chutz la'ama umeimav nishbachim le'uka shebekarka. You're not allowed to have the pipe go through the hot water and then have the pipe empty its contents into a guma shebekarka, into a pool. Here's the story. This is Chamei Tiberia. Chamei Tiberia has an advantage that it's warm. It has a disadvantage that the water is like smelly. If you've ever gone to like Saratoga Springs or to Chamei Tiberia, you've noticed that it's warm but smelly. That's the way it works. So people like bathing in warm. They don't like bathing in smelly. Right? So I have a stira. Which one is it? So what people want to do is, this is the patent that the Anshei Tiberia had. The patent is that they take the clean cold water and they run it through the hot water. And in that way, you get clean hot water. And they'll bathe in the pool that's next to the Chamei Tiberia, because that water is clean and warm. If they did, you're not allowed to do that. If you do it, the water becomes usser. Even the water that went in on Erev Shabbos is usser, as if it was heated up on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Osi Yudalet comments, Mayri shasosam pi hasilon shunach mi ba'od yom v'nismalei b'tzoninim v'nishar munach mutman ad b'yom ha-shabbos sh'az poschen pi motza'o sh'yishbuchu meimav l'ha'uka. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the case is that when Shabbos begins, you have the pipe, you have the pipe, what's it called? You have the pipe sealed off. This is one of the advantages of Zoom. It's like this. Okay, here is my Chamei Tiberia. Right? And this is my pipe here. I should probably do a different color. This is my pipe of cold water that goes into the Chamei Tiberia, and it's going to come out, and then I will have, this is the area where I'm going to bathe. Right? It goes through the Chamei Tiberia, right? My Chamei Tiberia, let's say, protrudes much higher, right? It goes through the Chamei Tiberia, it opens up into the pool, I'll bathe in this pool. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's quoting from the Sefer Beis Meir, that the case is azoy. The case is that this is my pipe. Right? This whole area is my pipe. And when Shabbos begins, I have my pipe all, when Shabbos begins, my pipe is stuffed up. I have a stopper at the end of the pipe. Meaning to say, the water that's going to end up in this basin where I'll dive in, that water was not open at the beginning of Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, pardon the reference to medical halacha, you pull the plug when Shabbos comes. And then your water ends up in this basin, and then you'll dive in. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Yudalad. Mayri shasosam pi asilon shunach mi ba'od yom v'nismalei b'tzoninim. Right, you close it up, and it gets filled up with cold water. V'nisham munach mutman ad b'yom ha-shabbos shas poslin pi motza'o sh'yishbichu meimav l'ha'uka. Then you open it up, and the water on Shabbos enters this thing. Okay, that's the halacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Beis Meir. Now look in the Bir Halacha on this din. The Bir Halacha begins, Diba Maschel Afilu Hamayim. You see it? Right over here. Shin Chavav Sif Gimel, Bir Halacha Diba Maschel Afilu Hamayim. He writes, I am Mishnah Berurah, B'mashel Kasav Nebishem Beis Meir. Fine. Vida, Dimash Mashamine, Dim Loha Yasatu Motza'o Muva'o, Eino Asur, Ki masha ban derech hasilin b'shabbos. Right, says the Mishnah Brura, that the impression you get from the base mayor is that, let's say, the pipe is open the entire time. Right? Let's say the pipe is open and the water is flowing through the pipe the entire time. So in that case, the only water that's going to be usher is the water that came in on Shabbos itself. The water from Erev Shabbos is going to be a problem. The only reason the water from Erev Shabbos is a problem is because it was stuffed up and then you open it. But if it's open the whole time, it is going to basically be okay, because all the water on Shabbos is going to be bottled in the other water. That's where the Mishnah Brura understands the base mayor. I'm uncertain that it's going to be mutter if it's open the whole time. Okay, that's a mouthful. Basically, it goes as I. The Mishnah Brura understands that the base mayor is saying, if the pipe is open the whole time, so some of the water in the basin is going to be usher, the rest of the water in the basin is going to be mutter. The water that comes on, let's say my Shabbos water, the orange water, is going to be usher. The water that was from before Shabbos, right? This is my pre-Shabbos water, is going to be mutter. That's the way the Mishnah understands the base mayor. That if the water is flowing the entire time, so the water that flowed through on Shabbos is usher water. The water that flowed through before Shabbos is mutter water, and it depends on what's bottled to what, etc. The Mishnah Brura says, I am not convinced that this is correct. The Mishnah Brura says, in my opinion, if I have a pipe that water is flowing through on Shabbos, the water started flowing on Erev Shabbos, and it continues to flow on Shabbos. So in this situation, says the Mishnah Brura, this cannot be Hatmana on Shabbos. Let's go slowly. The base mayor says, right? The base mayor says that water that goes in on Shabbos is usher. Even though the water goes in memela, it is usher. The water enters on Shabbos because the water was, let's say, flowing the whole time. That water that goes on Shabbos is going to be usher, according to the base mayor. The Mishnah Brura says that the water that goes memela is going to be mutter. Because, according to Mishnah Brura, since it started on Erev Shabbos, I cannot be in violation, or the water can't become usher alts hatmana on Shabbos. Okay, so again, there's a machlekes Mishnah Brura base mayor about water that comes in memela on Shabbos. Is that called Hatmana or is that not called Hatmana? Ladies, explain to me what this depends on. Dun, 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 bum, bum, bum. Is Hatmana Memela Asar? Or the water that was Hutman, remember, we're talking about the water that was Hutman, right? Meaning, like our Taisvah said, the water that that Hatmana makes the water non-usable, makes the water treif. Mishnah Brura says, Hutman Mamela is okay. The the base mayor says Hutman Mamela is a problem. Do you remember we had a machlokas like this? Mishnah Berurah Chazon Ish, machlokas OU star K. Let's say, is the Isser of Hachazara an Isser of the Maisa, or is it an Isser of the Chalos? Remember this? If I have a pot that's on the stove, the Isser, is it that I violate the Isser every single moment that it's there? Right? Because it's a Gezeira Shem Yechata, it's possible that you are violating the Isser every moment that it's there, right? That's what the Chazon Ish said. Therefore, you should take the pot off the fire, even if that will involve total mukta. The Chazon Ish understands that there's an Isser of Shema Yechata Begacholim, which is the source of Chazara. There's a din of Shema Yechata Begacholim, even if it happens Memela. The Mishnah Berurah says both by Chazara and by Hatmana that there is no, if it happens Memela, the concern of Shem Yechata Begecholim can't exist. Shem Yechata Begecholim is if I do something, I put it on, then I'll be Mechata. But if it's just there to say, oh, because it's there, I'm going to be Mechata, it don't work like that. The Mishnah Berurah is saying the same type of idea when it comes to Hatmana, if it's Memela, meaning to say that the water was flowing from before Shabbos and it keeps on flowing on Shabbos, so some of that water is Hutman, Be'emtza HaShabbat, in the pool of hot water. But says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not a problem because you didn't do it. It happens on its own. The only time it's going to be an Isser is if I did something. In this case, I understand it could be Isser if I did Hatmana from Erev Shabbos, but then I did it on Erev Shabbos. Over here, I did nothing. The water is just flowing, flowing, flowing. I set up a situation, a chveis, that I don't stop the water. The water is just flowing through. That can't be something that will be Isser out Hatmana. That seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Questions? Comments? I forgot that I have like a pen to use. It's like so cool. Yeah. I used to find this so much fun. Like when I say shares on Zoom all the time, like using the board, right? Best thing ever, right? Sarah, you're into using boards. Okay. Michal, you had a comment?
Yeah, I'm not sure how valuable the comment is, but I was thinking about it. I mean, can this connect back to what we just said that the Vilna Gaon was saying about like Kavana?
Oh, so yeah.
Meaning if something happens in Mela, you don't have Kavana to do it. It just happened.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, so, but I don't know if this means I don't have Kavana, because remember, I want to bathe. I just don't want to bathe in smelly Tveria water. I want to bathe in clean water. So I'm very happy that the water is flowing through and through. Right? So right. I'm not sure that the Vilna Gaon would help, but it's a fair point. Okay. So these are some of the points. These are some of the points I wanted to make on this. I want to do two other things in this sugya. One other point about Hatmana, and then I want to talk about one bishul point. What exactly is the scenario of Anshei Tveria? What exactly happens over here? They take a pipe of cold water, they run it through hot water. Like, what does this look like? So turn to Taisus on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The bottom Taisus on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Right? So Taisus writes, Maisa ve'vi o silon shatzon in l'toch ama shol chamin, Mibeold Yom Hevi'uhu. Zaktaisis, the water is brought there from Erev Shabbos. Kidapirish Bekuntris. Ve'en Shum Iser Klal Behavo'ah. Bringing the water is not a problem. Kidatanya Beperek Kama Poskim Mayim Legina Umismales Veholeches Kola Shabbos Kula. Taisus references a Gemara in Yudches, which is what we call Shvisas Kalim, which is a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Am I allowed to turn on my sprinklers Erev Shabbos and have the water continue to sprinkle the grass on Shabbos? Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel says, that's okay. So therefore, that means according to Beis Hillel, if I start a malacha on Erev Shabbos, it can continue on Shabbos. So when the Anshei Teveria bring the water miba'old yom, they are not violating anything because they're starting a malacha on Friday. And when you start a malacha on Friday, it can continue. Yes, there's an iser of a gezeira of hatmana maybe, or a gezeira of shehiya hachazara, something they start on Erev Shabbos. You can have a gezeira when it began on Erev Shabbos. But a malacha you can't have when it begins on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, in this case, where I have my pipe that is running through my pool of hot water, don't worry that you are cooking the water. Right? The water that runs through the pipe is getting cooked. That I don't have to worry about because that's called Shvisas Kalim. Yeah, Beis Shammai would say that's bad. But in Gpats, we pass like Beis Hillel. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. Excellent. Now, let's go on to Taisus. The Asru Berechitza, Gezeira Shammai Ya'arvim B'Shabbos. Well, Arvim B'Shabbos is Asr, Mishum Todas Ha'ar, V'Chashiva Kechad Gezeira. Zok Taisus, B'Shem Rashi, that the reason you can't bathe in this water is because we are worried that you would start the process of bringing the water in on Shabbos. And that would be an Isser of Bishol in Toldos Chama, let's say. Again, that's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara, whether the Chame Teveria counts as Toldos Chama or Toldos Ha'ar. But Chazal say, we don't want you to bathe in this water. Because if you'll bathe in this water, you might run the water through on Shabbos. You might start the process. And that would be an Isser Bishol. Comma number one, period, whatever. Then by the Os Gimel, Taisus continues. Ve'im hayinu mefarshim, de'besilon hayubo nikavim, u'gesha yurochatin b'Shabbos, you post them on the kavim, umis arvim hatzonin bechamin, have us a shaper tfe, the hashtaleka ella chada gezera, atu chame haar. Taisvis is first explanation of Rashi is as follows. I don't allow you to bathe in this pool because the water went through. And since the water went through, even though it started Erev Shabbos, but we're worried that you might bring the water through on Shabbos. And even though bringing the water through is Toldos Hachama, which is an Isser Drabbanan, a Gezerah to Toldos Ha'ar, still, according to version one of Tosis, they make a Gezerah la Gezerah in this case. Okay? So version one is that it's a Gezerah la Gezerah. It's a gezera of toldos chama atu toldos ha'ar, and the gezera that you might fill the water on Shabbos. Don't bathe, right? In other words, it's bathe, right? Based on bathing is usher based on running the water through, and right we have chama and ar, right? Those are the two gezeros according to Tosis within Rashi. Did these boards clarify anything, or is it only like when Sarah makes boards that they actually make things more nicely summarized? Okay, but that is version one of Tosis. Then Tosis writes, V'im hayinu mifarshim, d'besilon hayu bo nekavim, v'shayu rochatzim b'shabbat, hayu potchim hanekavim umit arvim hatzoninim b'chamin, hava asa shaprit fei, dashta leka ela chadi gazera atu chameh ha'ar. Taisa says you could make the case differently, which is as follows. I'm not 1,000,000% sure how to draw this, but I have a pipe, and there are holes in the pipe. Right? There are holes in the pipe. When I would bathe in the basin, so the water goes up and flows back and goes back down. So when I jump in, remember as kids you would do like cannonballs? I don't know, maybe this is a guy thing that like you dive into a pool and try to make as big of a splash as possible. Okay, maybe not, but that's what's going on. When you bathe over here, the water will backflow and will end up going into the hot water. And that would be one gezeira, because every time I bathe, I am cooking the water b'chamei chama. Every time I bathe, I'm cooking the water in stuff that was heated by the sun. So version two of Taisus is saying, right, that the din is, right, version one is, that's a gezeira le gezeira. Version two is the pshat of the hole, right? The hole in the pipe makes it that it is only one gezeira. Whenever you dive in, right, the water comes out. Let's just jump to the top of Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Lerinere, Dimash Hayim is Avin Sonin B'chamin Lo Have a Dami LaHatmana. Scenario is entirely one of hatmana. The issue has nothing to do with the cooking of the water. Again, the scenario which the Gemara discussed, maybe it's an issur of hatmana, maybe it's an issur of bishul, the way Taisus is setting it up is that that issue in the Gemara really depends on the scenario. According to Rashi's pshat with the hole, it's a din of cooking, as opposed to the other pshat that it's a din of hatmana. The only thing I'm trying to bring out of this Tosfos is, well, two things. Thing one that I'm getting out of Tosfos is that Tosfos version three is the source of this idea that the pipe is closed off. This idea that we just saw in the Machlokas, Mishnah Brura, and the Beis Meir emerges from Pshat 3 in Tosfos, that it's considered Hatmana because it is closed off. The Shaila really is, can you have Hatmana if it is open? The two approaches, or the approaches in Tosfos, also relate to whether the issue at hand is one of Hatmana or one of Bishul, like we explained earlier. So that is the next point I wanted to make in the sugya. We're good, Chevra? Excellent. Okay. The last point I wanted to make in the sugya would be much more fun if Sophia wouldn't have internet issues, which is, you know, in Michal's Chabura about Bishul B'chama, right? So one of the questions is, what's the status of microwave ovens? Machlokes or Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman. And the question really has to do with the nature of Bishul Bechama. Is Bishul Bechama mutter because no one does it? Or is Bishul Bechama mutter because it's not a normal way of cook? Or is Bishul Bechama mutter because halachically it's not called cooking? Rav Moshe says Bishul Bechama has to do with what's it called? Is it normal? Is it not normal? And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's more of a categorical idea. Is this called Bishul? Is it not called Bishul? Well, here's the problem. The Gemara has a machlokes about the Chamei Teveria. The machlokes seems to be a machlokes in Metzius, no? Does the Chamei Teveria, is it heated by Gehenim, which happens to be in Teveria? Or is the Chamei Teveria considered Chamei Chama? Is it heated by the sun? It seems to be machlokes in Metzius. It can't really be a machlokes in Metzius because the way Rav Aaron Zichron Levracha used to say it is that you can't have a machlokes in Metzius because we have to absolve our rabbis of indolence. Do I have to translate that into English for you? To absolve our rabbis of indolence. It's Rav Aaron speak. Right? We have to say that chachamim are not lazy. Indolent is a way of saying lazy. So here's the thing. If it's a machlokes in Metzius, that can't exist. Because that would mean that the chachamim are lazy. That would mean they didn't spend the time to do the test. Like, test it. See what it is. So the question about Chamei Teveria, whether it's Chamei Chama, Chamei Ha'or, can't be a question in Metzius. It has to be a question in Halacha. Rabbi Willig explains that the machlokes in Halacha is, what's the definition of Or? Does Or mean fire? Or does Or mean man-made fire? Now, it's a little bit strange because Chamei Chama is stuff that's heated by the sun. Heated by the sun means it's heated by fire. It's just the sun is a fire that's very far away. No? But Rabbi Willig is explaining, I don't fully understand what he said. That's why if Sophia would be here, she would help. But Rabbi Willig is saying that the machlokes is whether Chamei Teveria, because it's not man-made, it's a non-man-made fire, is that by definition like Chamei Chama? Or maybe because it's like a real fire, it's like Chamei Ha'ar. I don't fully process what he said. But Bekitzer, I still have to raise the question that, listen, is it normal to cook or is it not normal to cook? Who cares whether it's Chamei Chama or Chamei Ha'ar? Everything should just depend, is this Derech Bishul or is it not Derech Bishul? Especially because Rabbi Willig is a Reb Moshe fan. And Reb Moshe says, well, microwaves are considered Derech Bishul. So that's Rabbi Willig's question on this Gemara. So Nirlafi and the Estati, it seems to me that this is overlooking like a major point in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is not saying that whatever is the normal way to cook is by definition usser. Rav Moshe is saying that something which is a normal way to cook and people would cook there with other options of how to cook, that is going to be usser. Microwave ovens, according to Rav Moshe, are usser, not just because it's a normal way to cook, but because Rav Moshe's prediction, which was wrong, but his prediction is that people would use a microwave when they had access to a conventional oven. What that means is that by Chamei Teveria, you can't say, oh, it should be usser mamish because it's normal. It should be mutter mamish because it's normal. No, no, no. The issue over here is normal alone doesn't generate the iser. What generates the iser is, would it be normal and people would use it when they have an alternative? No one would cook a chicken in Chamei Tveria if they had an alternative. You'd only do that either on some dare because you're trying to get into a fraternity, or right, you would do it because, do I have to explain what fraternities are? I know it's like in Stern and GPAT, there are no fraternities. We tried to have a fraternity one time uptown in YU, where if Aaron Kahn gave a Musar Shmuzak like, that could kill a mammoth about why we shouldn't have a fraternity uptown. That was like one of the more fun ones. That's where Rav Aaron Kahn is no longer the Rosh Kol HaOyon because of that Musar Shmuz. But that's a different story. You can look it up in the commentator. It's like old YU history. But the point is, Rav Moshe is not, Rabbi Willig's entire kasha Lefianius deity is based on a mistake. His kasha is, who cares whether it's Chamei Chama, Chamei Ha'ar, whatever, whatever. Who cares? Right? It depends whether it's normal, not normal. That's not correct. The issue according to Rav Moshe is not just, is it normal, is it not normal? The issue according to Rav Moshe is much more nuanced. Is it normal? So much so that people would do it when they had other ways of cooking. Kachner Lefianius deity. And that's why I think there's no proof in this Gemara, etc. Are we good, Chevra? Did we just rescue Judaism? Okay. So should we pause and do Haftorah for 5 minutes? That's a thumb up. Okay.